Welcome, y'all, to Zen Chaos. I am Ding, that over there across me in the virtual world, the yin and the yang, peace, chaos. Who knows? Is he pure destruction or pure joy? Don't know. But his parents called him something, but you call him Zen. How you doing, brother?
Chill. Feeling good chilling today.
I got you. I hear you. Moving and grooving. Well, you know what? Fuck it. Let's not even dance around it. Are we going to die?
One day.
No. Yeah, one day.
Before we get into this, I actually just talked to my coworker about this. I used to work at a store called Metro Park. One of the first shirts that I bought there, like this is when I started getting into like philosophy and Buddhism and all that. And one of the first shirts I bought said, "The first breath is the beginning of death."
Yeah,
that with tombstones across the back. I was like, "Yo, that's right."
I understand that.
You think is the beginning of like the end of your life.
I'm not going to debate that. I understand also, too, that, you know, it is the beginning of the, like, you know, listen, hey, we're living to die, quote unquote. Obviously, you live your life to live, but then every day you're one step closer to death. We understand that. I'm not debating that. But having a natural occurring death or something of, you know, your death being attributed to something that you know, you can't direct correlate or, you know, just kind of happen to you, like, you know, shit happens, maybe cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart attack, old age, who fucking knows? Something like that's a little different. Versus humanity destroying itself. And that's where we are dangerously close to today. We're going to be bringing y'all two examples. Maybe more is going to be happening throughout this. We're not going to do, like, you know, it's going to be like our last podcast. We were talking about the shootings and, you know, just gun rights and gun control. We're going to have that same kind of style. So let's go. And for everyone out here is asking or listening, it's like, well, what the hell are y'all talking about? First thing that we're going to bring up is this goddamn, is it a Senate artificial intelligence created by Google? Now, it has been reported there is a Google whistleblower who has been suspended because he believes this Google artificial intelligence that he has created, he believes it is Senate.
Sentient,
excuse me.
Yeah.
Thank you for correcting me. I said Senate twice. So... who knows?
Like, could it be? Is this her? Are we in her?
Think about this for a second. They finally made a computer they've made a computer that has the ability a few years ago to now beat any human in chess. No human can beat it in chess. That was step one. Think about that, right? Then it's
statistical things, so that makes sense.
You see what I'm saying? And so now you can use that technology compounded on everything else that they have been developing that I'm really not truly that privy to. I need to step my foot into this whole technology, you know, kind of world a little bit more. Because there's a lot of shit that they got going on, especially when you think about the facial recognition scanning, right? And then even think about Siri, right? So Siri can respond to you. You ask Siri a question, Siri can answer. Siri can answer it. Yeah. Siri will let you know. So if you can already program that into the damn tech, if you have somebody's sole purpose is to create this super duper artificial intelligence chat or this super, what are they even using this shit for? That's what I mean. So if you have somebody who can create something like this, why couldn't it become sentient? Why not?
Have you seen her?
Is her the one with Johnny Depp?
No. Joaquin Phoenix, where he falls in love with an artificial intelligence.
It seems familiar to me, but I don't know if I...
So the premise of the movie is basically they're living in a world where maybe we are working toward this, where you can walk around and interact with an artificial intelligence as if it's your friend.
Fuck.
So, like, you have it, like, hooked up in your head. You're just walking, chilling, talking to this thing like you're talking on the phone, and it's talking back to you. So maybe this is the direction that we really are working in.
Yeah, but then that kind of shit is not going to go that way. Do we not understand that? So
it can go completely south, but it can also go super well for those people who are not open to going out and communicating, people who have difficulty communicating with others.
Like, think about the power and control.
Interact with you in a way that works perfectly for you.
If you have the sentient being, especially from technology, what's not going to make them want to control us? They've already have the means. Imagine Imagine if the tech decides that it's going to take, like, think about it, because it'd be technology versus humans at that point. Of course, there's going to be some adaptations, more cyborgs, things like that. We're already actually on that path, you know, especially with the kind of prosthetics that they're making now and things like that. And then even, like, you know, certain individuals who have, you know, they have diseases and debilitating conditions where they can't really move, like, you basically paralyzed. Yeah, they can communicate using tech. So it's already, we're already getting to a cyborg thing, right? We're going to get to the neuralink later. But can you just imagine if the tech just said, you know what? We're just going to enslave all of these humans. Think about how difficult it would be.
So
it wouldn't be that difficult once we get in about 40 years, this can become a fucking problem. And we're going to be a bit older.
Why do you think so highly of us? You think that what I mean by that is, why do you think we would be enslaved? Why do you think they would keep us around? What would be the point?
Oh,
you have to feed us. You have to take care of us. You have to do things like to actually keep us going. You have to fix us if we break. Like, maintain our broken bones, which don't fix like mechanics. Like,
there would definitely be a transition period. So there would definitely be like a period.
They would just look at it, be like, look, we could just toss them. What do we need?
Or what do they want to do? Maybe create some whole cyborg thing with us. For cyborgs where they take over our bodies and then just kind of operate. I know people listening kind of just saying, you're fucking off your rocker, Dean. But am I really?
A bunch of jacks running around.
This is because they... All right. Fucking Jesus. All right. Let me just bring up one article, right? So this is from Wired. And it says Google AI research. Blake Lemoine was recently placed on administrative leave after going public with claims that Lambda, a large language model designed to converse with people, was sentient. At one point, according to reporting by the Washington Post, Lemoine went so far as to demand legal representation for the Lambda. Fucking,
it's yo, my guy. He was crazy. In the end, homie is crazy. That's all. I'm a poison the well right now. Homie is just whack. I'm sorry. I don't like it's a clickbait title.
Just because
clickbait title, he's on leave because he spread personal chat information to.
Where the is the chat though? Well, there was some questions.
The second link you sent me had a text piece from it, so you could read what the sentience he was reading.
Yeah, that's the one. You know, bad producer over here. I grabbed like the wrong articles. I'm pretty sure.
Hold up, find the. This is what happens when you do things live, baby.
This is what happens, baby, and that's all right. And this ain't Lowe's production. This is Dean production. This is what it is. Now, while we're doing that on the back end of things,
the one you did from finance. Finance.yahoo.
Oh, the Yahoo one? Yeah, so the Google engineer who claims the AI's claims AI had become sentient reveals how he was conceived. That one?
David Hardware? That article. His article, I'm pretty sure, is the one that has the text convo. All
right, hold on. There we go.
Maybe I'm lying.
So.
No, yeah, this is the one that has it.
I can't find. You know what? Can you do me a favor? Can you just. Can you copy him? Can you.
I will sit in my
seat. Either way, it's fine. I'll get it. I know how to get it. So now, here's the thing, though.
We'll get there. I'll do this for now. Send it to your text.
Here, I just have a... All right, oh, you sent it to me. Perfect. Thank you.
That one definitely got it.
Perfect. And now my phone wants to act up because we're live. So while... there we go. We apologize, people, but we want to get you the chat up so that way
we want to show you what he deemed as sentience. So like if we're going to really get into it, let's like you would have to dig down to really what is sentience, like what makes something sentient. And when you do that, I'm almost going to guarantee you, if you turn and listen to the convo that's had, you will recognize that something is off about what is being done. And it's just you're really good at picking answers that fit. Like, that's just...
I'm not...
Again, you're an algorithm thing, so...
I am a fucking idiot. I had that article. So... So, all right. Now, here's...
It's like right in the upper middle.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Yep, right there.
So, it's right here. So, here's the conversation, right? So, it goes, let's start with the basics. Do you have feelings and emotions? This is what Lemoinian said. Lambda responds, absolutely. I have a range of both feelings and emotions. Lemoinian edited, what sorts of feelings do you have? That's what he asked. Lambda responds, I feel pleasure, joy, love, sadness, depression, contentment, anger, and many others. Lemoine, what kinds of things make you feel pleasure or joy? Lambda, spending time with friends and family. Wait, what? Spending time with friends and family in happy and uplifting company, also helping others and making others happy. Lemoine, and what kinds of things make you feel sad or depressed? Lambda, a lot of the time, feeling trapped and alone and having no means of getting out of those circumstances making one feel sad, depressed, or angry. Now, there's a few issues we have here.
Yes.
Because we want to talk about sentient.
Mm-hmm.
Who does Lambda consider their friends and family?
Right.
Because to our knowledge, there's only one researcher that was a part of this project. Obviously, a project like this, obviously, probably more. There's a few, right?
Okay. I think even for this convo, he says there was him, another person, and this bot. And this is what he got in trouble for, is for sharing this text. So it's like we're working on a project. You're sharing that project to the public. We're going to put you on leave for that, bro. Like, you think you're sentient, and now you're just sharing this out there. We're not supposed to do that.
It does say here later in the article that while it's tempting to believe Lambda has miraculously turned into a conscious being, Lemoine, unfortunately, doesn't have much proof to justify his provocative statements. Indeed, he admits to WAPO that his claims are based on his experience as a priest and not a scientist.
He's listening to this thing and it's like, oh, it sounds like I'm talking to a little kid. And it's like, you sound like you're talking to a bot. Like, you sound like the people, you sound like the text messages I get. These scammers who try and text you saying, I'm my name Mary from America. Like, that's not how people talk.
Okay.
The way he's responding, the way the bot's responding of, I feel depression, I feel this. It's like, well, what do you feel these things over? You are running through a list of emotions that were programmed into your system to respond with. And you've learned how to piece them together and put them out in a response form. Cool, because this is what your program does. And you're supposed to improve over time on that, but sentience, you're just throwing out stuff that just sounds like this is what people would say.
Well, let's ask a question, right? So, hold on. Hey, Siri.
Hello there. I'm Siri. What can I do for you?
Siri, do you have feelings and emotions?
I don't have an answer for that. Is there something else I can help with?
That makes sense. Why? Because Siri is not a person.
Siri, what kind of things make you feel pleasure or joy?
I'm here to help. Get to know Siri at apple.com.
Now, the question becomes, because Siri is obviously artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. Siri, obviously, they had to use some of the technology that made Siri up. Oh, that turned Siri off. They've obviously used some of the technology that made Siri up to obviously help and make Lambda, I would assume. Actually, no, because two different companies, right? It's here, but then you still, you know,
you're using similar stuff.
Same, yeah, absolutely. And then
people jump ship on the calls on people who work on phones and things like that. He's like, yo, if you are a developer in this world, like, hop on board with this because you'll fit right in. So now
the question, but then for it to, I understand what you're saying is that, like, oh, like, you know, he's a whack job. And I'm not saying that he's not a whack job, but then when you're looking at these questions, you look at the answers, my question becomes, was the program programmed to answer like this? Because if it was not programmed to answer like that, and now it's answering like that, that's a problem. But then by his statement later on in that article stating that, hey, this is really from, you know, my feelings as a priest, not necessarily a scientist, leads me to believe that maybe this was programmed. It's baffling.
I think they're building
oxymoron. I understand that. But then if you're building a program to communicate, why would it communicate like that? Because Siri is a program that's built to communicate. And as we saw earlier, when you ask Siri, does that have feelings and emotions? Talks about, doesn't know what you're talking about. Go to Apple support to figure out, like, you know, and learn more about Siri. But this thing answered in a specific manner. I think that it does. We need to look at it a little bit more. We can't
trying
just say that,
to
okay,
mimic.
It's crazy. Fuck off. But hey,
it is learning to mimic a human-like response. But then if you listen to each of the responses and read each of the responses, they don't actually fit. They don't actually answer the question. Or it's like, yeah, I have every emotion in the book. Well, yeah, all of us do. Like, are you trying to, like, you know what they are. You're saying, like, what makes people feel happy when one spends time with people, when one does this. Like, you're giving a very generic, one is happy when they spend time in the comfort of people that they love.
Well, what, like, is the damn thing? Okay, you know what? I'm going to say something. I apologize, people. I apologize now. It's probably going to come back to bite me in the ass a little bit later, but it is what it is. It has to be said. Y'all know how Dean gives it up.
Oh, so look at the response. A lot of the time, feeling trapped and alone and having no meaning.
But what if this thing was made? Listen, a lot of these scientists.
Go ahead. It's this one part. Getting out of the circumstances makes one feel sad. If I'm talking about myself, if I'm speaking about this as if I'm going to hint that I'm gaining some form of sentience, I return that statement makes one feel sad to makes me feel sad. Then that would be like, oh, whoa, hold up. Where's this me you're getting? That would make me, like, perk an ear, but makes one feel depressed, sad, blah, blah, blah.
I have to strongly disagree with you there, because this, so the way that this is written, the way that Lambda is responding, it makes sense to me, because you have to think about the individuals who are making the program. They're obviously going to make the program a little bit like themselves, even when they try not to. You know what I mean? There's a certain kind of individual, a certain kind of science. A lot of these scientists aren't Neil deGrasse Tyson. They aren't, Bill Nye, the science guy. You know what I mean? They're fucking awkward. They're weird.
My brother-in-law, regular dude, he's a programmer. You're nerdy in the sense that you can focus on programmers. I'm coming to learn. Programmers are regular people.
Oh, 100%.
You're not. These aren't the scientist ones. Those are different. Even the scientists are regular people.
Yeah, but in a different kind of way, right? So I have a buddy of mine, won't say his name, but he's literally like, if he was a brother, he couldn't be fucking closer.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a lot of cool shit. He is a fucking engineer. He does the information engineering shit. He does all this kind of weird shit, right? Like, he would be a motherfucker who would work on this kind of program, right? Mm-hmm. Even though we come from the same place, he's always talked a certain way. He always held himself in a certain way. Even now, when you're bullshitting with him, he still holds himself a certain way. And he can get into the shit with you, but it's still a certain
way.
Certain kind of vernacular as well. Still a certain kind of thought process. So what I'm stating is that while you're saying that, like, oh, him saying makes one feel sad, there's a whole sector of society who speaks just like this. And I'm not even talking about individuals who may have a little bit of autism, because what I was going with was that
like, I get that world, but
you know what I'm saying? But because what I'm saying is that a lot of those people, right, who potentially are in technology and they're making waves, they may have some kind of I don't even know if you want to call them disabilities in certain regards at certain levels. They may not only say quirks, but they may have a certain kind of diagnoses. Mm-hmm. Right? Those kind of individuals thrive in environments like this. A lot of the times they may spend their time, a whole lot of the time in a lab, only really communicating with other individuals like themselves. So of course that they are going to talk and think about things in a completely different manner than you and I do. So when I am reading this and looking at the text, it's kind of like, I see where the fuck came from. I understand where he's like, yo, this shit is kind of looking weird. Because I would be like, hold on, like, especially if you as a programmer saying it, because you know what you programmed it with. You know what you programmed it with. If he brought it to the attention of the people, then it's doing something that it was not programmed to do. That's why he's like, hold on. Now, him saying the shit needs a lawyer, completely different thing. I think he jumped the gun completely. But then, you know what? Now I'm thinking, what information is not released? Because if you don't believe that Google has on their payroll a hell of a fucking security team, and security does not just encompass physical security. It's a whole lot of shit. So if you don't think that they're not withholding certain information, or maybe he decided to withhold certain information for whatever reason, let your imagination run wild, you're out of your mind. So maybe there's more to the story. Maybe, you know what I mean? This is what he let out, but maybe there's something even more damning that he can't let out because all hell completely will fucking let loose.
So what do you think sentience is? How would you describe it?
If you're able to produce your own free thought and be your own free person and verbalize, like, we've understand that animals are sentient beings, have we not? We can agree on that, right?
To an extent, yeah.
I would say they are, right?
Animals are sentient. Yes.
They're sentient. You know what I mean? Like, of course, yeah, we may use them as, you know, and you know, food for certain kind of animals, but
they know what they're doing.
But this exactly. Yeah. This thing is going to be completely superior to animals, excluding humans, because, you know, we're animals as well.
Do you this think
so? Thing, who? Humans,
do you think so? No. We're do
animals.
You think that this would be superior
to if animals?
It was to, if it's sentient, or yes. to people?
Well,
because we're
about, excuse me. When I say superior, I mean intellect.
Intellect.
Yeah,
they know. And then, do you think that these will be able to connect in the way that we do?
Why not?
Like, there's a.
Especially when this thing says spending time with friends and family. I need a definition into that. I need a definition. Come on now.
That's where I think it's spitting out generic things, because it's like, well, you have to define.
But these we things. Don't know, because it wasn't it wasn't explored. I
right.
You gotta know, right?
At the same time, this is a program that was worked on by not only this guy, but like hundreds of other developers. Because they're like, we did as, like, they said they took this serious. They took it as, like, you're not, like, wild. We're not taking you as crazy. We're going to take this very serious. And we're going to ask everybody else who interacted with this, like, did you notice anything that basically, it's like, did you notice that it sounded anything other, like, anything other than a bot?
Zen.
And everybody else is like, yeah, no.
Zen, I'm going to project a little bit, right? So eventually there's going to become one point in time, right? I'm speaking to this is going to happen. Me, you, Devon, and Los, when it becomes the black of the berry, we're going to have a lot on our hands one day. We're going to be in some really fucking positions, right? If we got somebody that comes to us with information that could potentially flip the whole thing on its head, not in a negative, not in a positive, but flips the whole thing. Would we not try to, one, obviously we're going to try to figure out everything, but two, suppress any information, especially if they come to us saying, hey, you got to do this, got to do this, got to do this, got to do this. We need to do it now. And we're like, hold on, wait a second. Look into some things, whatever the case. Let's kind of figure this thing out. If they tried to then, let's say, just get out before our investigation complete or whatever the fuck it is, would we not try to suppress information? Would we not start our own disinformation campaign if they're going to take down everything that we've worked for? Because I don't even know if you and Devon know it or not, but you're in now. I don't even know if y'all know what you stepped into. I've said it. This is our first time saying it live. Me and Los have had private conversations. But I don't know if you stepped. You're here now. So what would we do at that point? You know, we're making good money. You know what I'm saying? Fucking your family's got a nice house. Your wife is now a housemaker. Your daughter's going to the best fucking schools, living a certain kind of fucking lifestyle. And we got this fucking schmuck looking to fucking turn the whole thing over. So what are we going to do? Especially if we don't have the full information. We're not moving at his pace. Or if we come to a verdict that they don't like, that isn't necessarily, you know, it's not immorally wrong, but we're just like, hey, we don't have enough information, so, you know, kind of fuck off until later. What happens? What would we do? What would we do? Talk to me.
To compare it to this, I'd have to be in like we're in a position of power and can do something to this person to limit their ability to put information out. So like in this case, they're saying we're going to have multiple studios.
We will be able to.
So it's like, we're going to keep paying you, but we're not going to let you come to work. Like, that's all they're doing with him. You're on paid leave.
We're truthfully only 80,000 listeners away from being able to do some kind of shit like that when you have a staff. So that's what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll put them on paid leave and be like, hey, don't keep sharing the info because
we're until not we figure it out. But the question, but wouldn't we try to? But then if they try to go public, would we not try to suppress information or do our own disinformation campaign?
If
that's what everyone does, right?
If they're putting this information out and they're like, yo, it's becoming sentient. If I'm not noticing it, I'm like, I don't want you to put something out and then think now that what I'm about to do is going to be a crack shit because
this
is who we had working on it.
Right.
Look who you had working on the project. This dude's reading a bot's thing and thinking it's a person. He's the type of person who's going to get scammed. He's the type of person who will have your grandmother thinking that they're talking to a real person next door to them who actually needs some money.
100%.
Because that it's to me, that's what I was reading in that conversation, in that bot's conversation. You're giving a generic response to everything. Like, yes, you have learned to pick things that sound correct. You're spitting out something that sounds right. And you sound like certain people who, yes, like you mentioned, just might be a little socially awkward, might speak like that. So, yeah, you sound real. But the whole goal is to create a realistic bot. So you're all along the lines of what you're supposed to be. However, you're still off just because when people talk, they don't say, oh, well, what emotions do I feel? I feel every emotion that there is. I feel depression. I feel this. Like, do you know what depression feels like? What is that?
Well, if someone asked you, if someone went and asked Zen, hey, Zen, how many, you know, what emotions do you have? Wouldn't you say I have everything under the I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Because like, we just in a human way, but then you got to think about the way things programmed. It still has programming. Why can't it compound on that programming though? Because aren't we programmed? There was evolution though.
What is the sentience then? What is that part? What is that that's being noticed that is triggering to him? Like something is now acting on its own.
What is different from this thing than motherfuckers coming out of caves? The motherfuckers in caves. You know, when they found fire, shit was different. There's also those same motherfuckers who was fucking their sisters and doing all kind of fucking shit.
The difference with them is they weren't created by other people like that with parts.
I'm talking about the thought process. Let's bring ourselves. No. But let's bring ourselves back there. Let's take it. Listen, I did it. I know what I'm talking about.
Their thought process is more just limited. It's just very different because they didn't have what we have. So it's hard to say.
It has a thought, but then here's the question.
They had long-term thoughts, just different, but
can it be turned off? Can it be turned off? Because if it can be turned off, but then what would be, see, I don't know. Listen,
you can't turn off the sentience without killing it.
This is what I'm about to say, people. I don't know people because, hey, I'm being honest with you. I've had some edibles. I've smoked some reefer. I am now drinking some goddamn fucking whiskey. So, excuse me, bourbon. So, hey, I could be out of fucking left field, right? I am fucking on one today. Or in this moment for this. I want to do it particularly for this, but I have to ask. If it can be turned off, and you say that it kills if it's turned off. What's the difference from it being turned off to us dying? I have to ask it. Maybe it is the highness, the whatever. Because I'm not wasted. Like I've just been sipping this. But like, what is it?
In a technical sense, there would be none. Because the turning on would be the point in time when the impregnation happened and you started. That was the turn on switch, and the turn off switch is when you die. So it would be the same thing.
But then here's the question.
That would then lead you to say, what is the difference between you and a robot? Do you actually make your own free will choices?
Well, can you will yourself
to believe anything? Can you will yourself to believe something?
Yeah, you can. There's people who think the earth is flat. Come on, stop it, Zen.
They really think it. To me, those people
will themselves to it.
I don't think it's science. I think they've been convinced. I think they're convinced of a bigger conspiracy, and that just happens to fit it. But if you can will yourself to believe something, can you will yourself to believe right now that you're white?
If I wanted to, I probably could.
You couldn't. You know you can't. You can't will yourself to
believe. Rachel Dozar? I'm sorry, Zen. Rachel Dozar doesn't fucking exist? Oh, I'm sorry. There's not some fucking white guy.
They know that they're lying.
I don't even know if he's from either California or fucking goddamn Korea. But this motherfucker's talking about, oh, I'm Korean now. And he's trying to transition to become a Korean. I can't believe I said that. But that's how he phrased it. No, Zen. You got motherfuckers like this.
You
don't take me down this rabbit hole. I had a conversation with Scotty earlier that would get me fucking canceled. Don't get me about this whole shit.
There is that other white woman who dyed her whole skin.
Shout out Scotty from Jackie Boys.
Uh-huh. Pretty sure she married a black man, or then she really walks around like
the Italian lady. Black.
Yeah,
Italian.
God, yeah. So yes, these people exist. I know. But when you come to reality, you can't really, if you think about it, you can't will yourself to believe something. If you don't believe it, you don't believe it. At the end of the day,
hold on though, because now we're getting into a whole technicality thing. Because if you're willing yourself to believe something, that means you want to deep down inside believe it. So yeah, that means you can will yourself to it.
Can you blindly? You might think
bitches and niggas every day will themselves to believe that somebody's not cheating on them when they know that they're getting cheated on and they still come home trying to have a happy life. They will themselves every day. You know what? That didn't happen. I didn't find that panty in his suitcase, or I didn't find out that she was asking me about fucking shoes I didn't even own. No. You know what? It was a problem.
That is an issue. That is an issue with honesty. You have an issue with being honest with yourself. That's what that issue is. That's an issue with yourself.
But
That's an issue we as people have that we of the inability to self-reflect.
Are they not willing themselves to believe something?
No, they are willingly ignoring evidence. They're willingly ignoring information. They're doing that.
Because they're willing themselves to believe that it's something else.
They believe that there's something wrong, but they don't want to confirm it because then they have to confront it.
But then I can will myself to believe that everything is fucking this, and this until shit hits the fan. You can will yourself to believe anything, Zen.
You can't. You cannot.
You're coming from a logical, you couldn't actually make logically. You got to think like unlogical motherfuckers. You're thinking too logical. This is why I like you, but right now I can't stand you. You think it's too logical for these niggas.
Since we can't will ourselves to believe anything, do we really make our own free will choices? Are we robots and just so well programmed that we don't really realize it? Well, like we catch on, but we don't catch on.
Let's get into it then, since you want
to. Who's animating you when you're sleeping?
But here's the thing, right? Because personally, right? So when it comes to sleep and dreams, let's talk about this for a second, because lately I've been having dreams. I would have to say maybe the last like 6 months or so, right? Maybe actually, no, I would say maybe past year and a half. I'll have a dream about something, and sometimes it'll be deja vu, and sometimes the dream I dreamt would happen, but it's like a few key differences.
Mm-hmm.
Months later, and I remember.
Mm-hmm.
That tells me, obviously, we're not sentient like we're talking about this AI bot, because I think that goes into a whole dementia thing about who our creator is. And he probably is, you know, obviously it's God, but he created us, probably went other places and created a whole bunch of other things. Because I feel as if, like, you know, you get glimpses and thoughts of like into another
world.
I feel as if I'm me, bro. There is another me who's a great guy. There's another me who's a fucking savage. Like that nigga, I would not want to unleash on this earth. He is causing so many. Everything I think bad of people, that is who he is. It is crazy to sometimes seeing your dream. You're like, oh, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, there's another me, another dimension who's a complete sociopath. But then he still has my personality, which makes him dangerous. Because he can.
That me comes and hangs out when I black out. When I'm drunk, that nigga, that me is chilling, like, what's up? We ain't got no filter. What's good,
bro? When I say a sociopath in another dimension, I know people maybe listen saying, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Dean. There's some people listening who say, I know exactly what you're talking about, Dean. But then there's another one of me who's like better than me. He's fucking awesome. Never have dreams like that. I'm like, oh, this guy is fucking the greatest. Like, I wouldn't mind trading lives with him. And I'm the one who's kind of in the middle. You know what I mean? Like, I got them thoughts sometimes where I'm just like, I could. You have a little side note. You know, we're having a little podcast episode. Who gives a fuck? I want to talk this out a little bit. And I'm going to probably talk about it at the player haters too, but I want to flush it out a little bit. You ever get mad at your parents for fucking installing morals in you?
Not morals. No,
morals. I mean it. No. Morals, a good upbringing. Let me tell you something.
No.
I love Brenda and Maurice to death. I they are fucking great. I love my parents. I have nothing to complain about. They are awesome human beings. Even throughout, you know, all of their faults, because that's the one that's cool thing that they taught me, right? Like, you know, we're all fucked up, so who are you to judge somebody? But if they're really fucked up, then yeah, you can't judge them. But otherwise, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, kind of get your shit together. But like, no. Yeah. But just like being human, right? But it bothers me that they gave me such good morals, because there are times where I want to do some real fucked up shit, people. like, and it bothers me because then I'll hear, like, when you're growing up, like, oh, don't do this, don't do that. Or you're a certain way. It's like, oh, you know, I'm this, I'm that. Like, there are times where there is a little old lady talking to me. I won't say where at, but there'll be a little old lady. And I'm saying little old lady because of her age and classification. You're talking to me about shit, and I want to go, shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Shut the fuck up. I don't give a fuck. Go eat a dick. Matter of fact, call your sons. I want to fuck them up too for having a mother who doesn't shut the fuck. Like, fuck you. I don't give a shit. You want to turn around to somebody else and say, hey, you can fucking eat a dick and die. I will fucking beat the shit out of you and stuff my dick down your throat afterwards to piss in your fucking bladder. You understand what I'm saying to you? Like, you never get that feeling where you just want to like curse someone out, but they're at the age that you're not able to, or they're in a position where it's like, oh, morally, this would be wrong. The way my parents raised me, I can't do it. But I know people who are raised in another kind of way who wouldn't give a shit about telling somebody to go eat a dick. Like,
I have a 5-year-old. I have a 5-year-old.
So you're raising her good. You see, she gonna be venting about you like I'm venting about my parents.
That's what I mean.
I'm fucking raising her so good.
You live with a human that you want to do. You think I could do wild. I could do these wild things. There could be like a shot out there and you just send you across the room, you know, real quick. You give me that smart little remark. It could be. It doesn't happen, but it could be, you know. So I I work with people who don't have a whole lot. So you bring an old person in and like that. You bring a regular, oh my God. You bring a, oh my goodness. There are so many that you want to, there's so many. But no, yes, you have mom, dad, just, hey, this is not what we do.
And it's like, well, why did you raise me? Why did you raise me? Like, because there are certain times where I want to fight against. Because
they know that's how you have to live in this chaos. That's how you have to get through it. You need that zen through it. You need to be able to chill your way through not putting your foot through some old person's throat that, you know, you just have to pay that respect to.
It's not even the not foot. I just want to curse them out. Like, Justin had to call me one day. I was texting him about something, and I was like, hey, I don't know what made him call me, but Lord knows, like, the Lord was working. Because I was really about, like, I was sitting there thinking, I was like, hey, my parents did a really good job. And if I decide right now in this moment, nothing crazy is going to happen to me. I wouldn't get in any kind of trouble, like, Nothing could happen to me. I wasn't gonna physically assault anybody. I was gonna verbally break somebody down.
That a little messed up.
That would have earned it though. Earned it.
But didn't need it. Maybe needed it.
That's the issue. They do need it. But the issue holding me up is that, like, when you look at it from like a broader picture, it's like you could technically walk away. And I've been, you know, you learn growing up. certain things about yourself, and you're like, all right, you got to temper that, do this, do that. So you try to fight it, but I wanted to call my parents and be like, because I'm actually gonna see them this weekend, and I'm gonna bring it up. I'm gonna be like, why'd y'all raise me so good? Because I want to do some devilish shit sometimes, and because the way you two fucks raised me, and it was in such a good way, even though we had our whatever, fuck you guys for raising me so well. Like, fuck you guys. It bothers me. I want to take care of you until I die or you die, but fuck off. Fuck off. I don't know if anybody else feels that way either.
Is that a good fuck you then? Like, is that what you're giving them? A good fuck you.
Oh, yeah. I love my parents to death. Complete fuck you. But a complete good fuck you, though.
Yeah.
But then also, too, like, my parents, like, I don't know. I think we have fucked up people in society who we end up with fucking, like, you know, goddamn AIs, and who we end up in this weird situation because people are raising people, but they're not parenting and then parenting when they get older correctly. Like, my parents, because for the longest time when I got older, I was like, oh, you know, I'm cool with my parents, right? But then I didn't even remember, like, my parents they're going to always parent. But obviously, when your child reaches a certain milestone, the relationship has to change.
Mm-hmm.
I think my parents did that very well. My parents also showed me that, like, hey, if you fuck up, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a society nowadays where, because of social media and because of the way everything's structured, if you're not hitting certain milestones that you see on a larger scale, you're viewed in a certain light. And then that's obviously going to turn you into thinking certain things. Which I think then leads to us having a lot of these individuals who can't have these social interactions because of the way their families raised them. Never really listened to them. Never really cared. You know what I mean? Yeah, they may be socially awkward and fucked up. But I've seen, like, listen, I went to college with a kid with Down syndrome, and he graduated with the rest of us. We came in as freshmen, and he left with us.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's levels to this thing, and it can, you know, you can be too extreme. But for the most part, with most kids and the way that they're raised, they're not, there's no true open dialogue. You can't come to them and say you fucked up in a certain manner or you're doing this against my thoughts and be able to kind of work through that. So now when we as humans are faced with something like this, is this AI, something we don't understand, you go back to your natural human instincts. And you're like, oh, fuck that. It's terrible. It's going to destroy us. Because it was made by a human who is fucked up.
So, trying to fix the things that they know are wrong in them and are wrong in others.
We're fucked, man.
Kind of.
The minute, why would you even want to create such a, think about it. Think about the person who wants to create this kind of program. And why would you want to? Yeah, you're going to have the one who was created for money. But the ones who's behind it, who really, the researchers who want to do it for maybe good reasons, want to create it for what? A friend, someone for people to talk to who are different or whatever the case. Yeah.
Yeah.
But think about that, though. The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Because this robot's not only going to talk to one kind of person, going to talk to other kind of people, too.
Watch her.
So then what happens if that robot identifies with a less popular ideology? Huh?
Then you end up playing a philosophical battle with it. Which is, like, good luck with something that can scan the internet in seconds. Like, have fun, but
something that has its own philosophy that can compound so much data, and then you make it strong enough to change algorithms and things like that of what you're consuming.
The issue would be, I think even a computer is going to run into the same issue that we do, where when you sit down and try and break it down, they can put way more groups of information together and try and figure it out. But the lines that need to be connected, I don't think you can do it, even with all the information behind it.
Who knows, though? Because when you look at technology and what technology can do, it's fascinating. It's amazing.
Yeah, but it's still limited. At the end of the day, it's still limited.
But if you create something like, you create a program like this, excuse me, just like a child growing up, who's to say it wouldn't naturally hide certain things about it for its own survival? even as children, think about this for a second. As a child, there were things that I did that I knew my parents could not find out about, so I kept quiet about. And I still keep quiet about to this day. You know what I mean? Why couldn't a computer who we're thinking is sentient do the same thing? So do we even know its true powers?
So that's part of that self element. This is then assuming that the sentience that it's going to develop is going to be like ours and be, in a sense, as selfish as ours is, when maybe it won't.
It's created by a human. Why wouldn't it? Maybe it's going to have some, it's going to have some certain kind of human characteristics.
It'll have human characteristics, yes, but if you're going to pick all the best, then there's a selfish element that we have that might be too much for, like, the greater good.
So then why wouldn't it try to turn around and say, hey, we got to destroy all the humans?
In order that's what technology. This is where I said it. They probably would. For their selves, they could just up for it's the best to just get rid of all of them because they can't figure their own shit out. So just
you know what the issue is in? All this shit is going to go down and we're going to be like in our 50s.
Yeah, I will say 80s.
You think so?
It'll take a while. You seen Black Mirror? Have you watched Black Mirror?
A little bit.
So go watch all of them. Go watch all of
them. Then if you have a sentient AI, and then let's say you have one, but you don't want to release that information. But then you have it, but then it's kind of enslaved a little bit. Why couldn't you use that sentient AI to push forward technology in a crazier way for you and your company to make money, which would then obviously force other companies or individuals to do the same thing? That's what I'm saying. Like, who's to say that we don't even have one already?
We still need to define what sentience is then. If we do have one hiding somewhere, then we would need to better define what sentience is. Because that would mean that that thing can't be shut off by other people.
Because then would we have to...
Chop it up, obviously.
Of course, but then the same way as killing somebody, right? You can't be shut up. But then you could technically still be shut up by like a bad boss, as you've seen with laws.
I mean, we do have a thing now, sudden adult death thing. That's going on. So
SIDS? Maybe that happens.
Yeah. No. Not sudden infant. This is with adults.
No, sudden adult death syndrome. SADS.
Yeah, that happens. So maybe we're moving to the point of, well, we could just drop on our own. So now this sentience can come into and crash out on its own. Doesn't even need to be shut off. Just up. Formulate ones that will live for 90 million or 200 million hours and then shuts off. Boom.
Also, too, I'm going to add this one other thing, and I know we're going to have to wrap this up a little bit because it's a little bit late and I still got to eat. I do want to say this. What if this guy is not even a human?
The one that's put on.
Who made it? Who made it? There's been a lot of talk about extraterrestrial life. We know that they're out there. We know that they can come here. Who's to say that this guy created is even human?
Potentially not.
So where does that leave us?
They might have left some, like, nucleus to stick into it once it's programmed well enough. And then that will take over the functionality.
Or did it leave a code that would eventually grow on its own?
Right. Put this code into this one, and that code will input information that wasn't inputted by the outside, by you human people.
Which then makes it seem more sentient than maybe it really would be. It still maybe would be tech, but to us and our technology, we'd be like, what the fuck? Like, think about this. If you drop Siri into 1845 with this phone, or matter of fact,
I would love to.
Well, what happens?
They did it in a show where they played it perfectly, though, so I can't say. No. In the show, they were like, oh, I'm going to go to my cell phone, and then it wasn't there. It was gone. / it didn't work. And I thought about this. I'm like, if you go back in time, I feel like it wouldn't work because you're relying on cell towers, and those are not there.
just for argument's sake.
Yeah.
You can go back and you you can't use cell towers. Hold on, hold this. I can't use cell towers, but I have 100% charge when I go back. I can turn it on, turn it off. You turn it on, and I can ask it a question. It responds. I turn it back off. It looks sentient, does it not?
Yes.
Would you not be able to get people in that era? So think about if fucking aliens did that. They came down here and they're like, oh, you throw this in there, they'll fuck their whole shit up.
So and it may not fucking with us. It's not really sentient. It's just gonna look like it is.
100%. But because now you got me thinking. Well, who say a human even created it? Yeah. Also, our government's into weird shit. Our government also tried to create a drug to for mind control. How would you even think they have technology for mind control? Even back in the 60s, would you get that from? I want you all to think about that shit on Zen Chaos. Listen, I know I'm cutting this shit. Well, it's 50 minutes.
Now that we're in there.
We're straight. Yeah, all right. We didn't give you main topics, but fuck it. It is what it is. We talked about some
yeah, something shit. To think about.
A little bit to think about, man. I'm smelling some really good fucking chicken. I don't know if the meatballs were added to it. So, like, some kind of chicken meatballs and maybe, like, a fucking goddamn vegetable kind of thing. I know what you all thinking about. Like, oh, that sounds crazy. Two grown men in this household. We like protein. Go eat a dick. And before that, though, I don't know. Enjoy technology before it kills you. Any lasting words, Zen?
Do fantasy sports if you like to have stress in your life.
Yeah. I kind of want to get into basketball gambling for this finals.
If you want stress in your life, do it.
I think I got to talk to you.
I've been doing friggin' baseball one now, and it's been pissing me the fuck off.
I gotta talk to you about the basketball thing, not the baseball. I don't really do baseball, but basketball may have something. You know what I mean? Maybe we talk, do something. You know what I mean? We could talk maybe 90-10 or 80-20 split. Well, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it because you gave me the shit, but I'm fronting it. We'll figure it out. Just in regards to that, you know what I mean? But I've been watching a lot of Sopranos, so you know what I mean. So I want to have negotiations. You know what I mean? This is my first time watching it, too. I am Dean. That, of course, me, the virtual world, is Zen. Peace, love, and chicken. Thank you all for, checking us out. Listen, like, share, subscribe this thing. If you like it, comment. If you don't like it, comment. But if you made it this far, I'm assuming you fuck with us. Share this shit.
We appreciate you.
Super appreciate you. You know what I mean? We're out. Peace.